the United States shows sincerity. Kim spoke of his government's position in the escalating nuclear standoff with the United States and its allies when he met Wang Jiayu, head of the Chinese Communist Party's International Department. Former Presidents Clinton and Bush closed out their tour of tsunami-ravaged Sri Lanka today, with Mr. Bush Sr. calling for a return to tourism as a means of revitalizing the region. Bush, speaking on NBC's Today Show, says it's important to keep the story on Americans' minds.
The kids, the things that touch your heart, and it's still, we still need to help. We still must do what we can to help.
President Clinton, also interviewed on the Today Show, says most of the people of the region appreciate the U.S. efforts.
I think people are grateful to America because we haven't hot-dogged it. We've just done what we normally do when people are in trouble.
A massive Lebanese protest against Syria. Demonstrators in Beirut shouted insults at Syria and demanded the resignation of their pro-Syrian government. The massive protest marking 1 week since the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Suspicion for Hariri's death falling on the Syrian and Lebanese governments, with both denying any involvement. The European Union is calling for an international investigation into Hariri's death. California's torrential rains claimed three lives and forced the emergency evacuation of three others. The three injured people were pulled from 10 feet of mud that covered a townhome community in East L.A. Earlier, three Southern California residents died in landslides and sinkholes spawned by the continued heavy rain. Included among the dead were a 16-year-old girl who died when a large boulder crashed through the walls and roof of her family's apartment. A man was buried in 4 feet of mud in the bedroom of his home, and a rescue crew recovered the body of a city worker who fell into a 30-foot sinkhole. An extension of a law protecting homosexuals dies in Montana. The Montana House killed a bill that would have extended the state's hate crime laws to protect gays. The bill was designed to make it a crime to target people based on such factors as age, economic condition, and disability. Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Pia.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to Zavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Randy Guide, your guide to everything Randy while she's recovering. Who will be guest hosting? When will Randy call in with live updates? Where do you send get well wishes and more? It's all on the RandyRoadshow.com. Monday, the Majority Report, Sam Cedar. Tuesday, Tom Hartman. Wednesday, an update from the BS News team and the best of Randy Rhodes. Pick up your copy today at the RandyRoadshow.com
on Air America Radio.
Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. Coming to you tonight from Toledo, Ohio. That's right. Where am I from? Where am I coming to you from? From Toledo, Ohio. Thank you very much for tuning in. The phone number here, as you know, 866-303-2270. So jump in and join us anytime you like. It's been kind of a weird 3 or 4 days for me, and but we're here tonight to... As they say, the show must go on. What's this I hear, that Janine is sick and poor Sam Cedar is covering, what, 4 shows now? Dear God. When it rains, it pours, doesn't it? A couple of items right off the top of the bat here. The new Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, has been asked by the Bush administration to stop a New Mexico church from using hallucinogenic tea in their rituals that the government contends is illegal and potentially dangerous. Now, the church is the Brazil-based, let me see if I can do this right, it's not Spanish, it's Portuguese, O Centro Espírita Beneficente União do Vegetal, and what they use is ayahuasca tea as part of its part of their religious services. And now, this is not a big church. They only have about 8,000 members worldwide. But this herbal brew is a central sacrament in its religious practices. And the church itself is kind of a blend of Christian beliefs and traditions rooted in the Amazon basin. So the Bush crime family has decided that these folks should not partake of their particular brew. Now, you know, why don't... just a question. I don't want to offend any Catholics tonight, but the ritual of a communion, in that ritual for Catholics, not for Protestants, but for Catholics, transubstantiation, it actually converts to the body and blood of Christ. Now, the Bush crime family does not step in that particular realm and say, wait a second... there are rules or laws or whatever against drinking human blood and eating human flesh. So you can't do your Catholic sacrament, right? Wouldn't that be ridiculous? It'd be asinine for the Bush crime family to ask Alberto Gonzalez to say to the Catholic Church, you can't do that. You can't drink the wine and eat the wafer, because after it is transformed by the priest, it's no longer a wheat wafer and wine. It's now flesh and blood. Can't do it. Right? Never happened. But this particular church, who wants to use an hallucinogenic drug as part of its ritual, is being told, no, and we're going to go to the Supreme Court to stop you psychopaths from eating your ayahuasca and dancing around like your clothes are on fire. So, kind of is that a double standard? Yeah, I think so. Now, the reason I brought up the ayahuasca tea thing, it leads right into the death of Hunter Thompson. And for those of you who don't know, he shot himself in the head last night at his home near Aspen, Colorado, according to police and his family. The guy who practically invented the term gonzo journalism, I guess, decided he had enough and checked out. So... And Hunter Thompson was a fan of anything hallucinogenic. And as far as I know, the this particular herb that we're talking about here, ayahuasca, is that how you say it? Ayahuasca? Hunter Thompson had written a couple of pieces about it and said it was just a dynamite Amazonian power trip. Hunter Thompson, dead at the age of 67, shot himself in the head. Jesus. I don't know. It's I guess we kind of knew that would happen eventually, right? I guess we did. Now, having been kind of out of the loop for the past few days, this afternoon, Kathy said, "Have you heard about the Bush tapes?" And I said, "No. What? Now what? What? Video? Audio? No. Audio tapes that this guy who has written a book." Doug Weed, a former aide to Bush's father, George Herbert Herbert Bush, made these recordings in the 2 years before Junior became the Republican nominee for president in 2000. And I said, "Well, what do the tapes talk about? Does he have a Monica?" And Kathy said, "No, it's worse than that. He talks about his drug use and how he's going to jerk the." Evangelical Christian right around by its nose by telling them, "Oh, yeah, I don't like queers. We're going to stop the queers from marrying." Ah! When, in fact, Bush couldn't care less about gay folk. Also, apparently, the author said he didn't intend for the tapes to become public in his lifetime, but he was forced to release them by his publisher. yeah, okay. So the author, look, we know what Doug Weed is doing here. He's looking for that... publicity that comes immediately after the release of a book, and you know, it's the American way. We're a very cheap and cheesy society, so it's not surprising that this has become a controversy about a month after the book was released. He said he did not release them to make money or sell books. Oh, okay. Said he was forced to release them by his publisher. Now, what is interesting to me is the way CNN is reporting on the story, but they haven't, in their words, authenticated the tapes yet. I guess ABC hired a voice stress analyst or whatever the hell they're called, and it was authenticated. This is really George W. Bush talking about how he's going to lie about his drug use, how he doesn't give a damn about the queers, no matter what he tells his evangelical base. As far as reefer, cocaine, booze, drugs... he's going to get out there and deny it all, and let the devil take the hindmost. Is that how that expression goes? I'm not sure how that expression goes, but I wonder if this will do it. Will this do it? Will this do it for his core constituency? These people who you know, the religious and political right, who genuinely believe that Bush is a normal human being, or I don't know, or are they just going to fall back on this? "Well, Mike, he was a sinner, but you know, he met God, and everything's okay now. So what are you concerned about, Mike? For heaven's sake." Now, I did not see any press conference today, but I understand Scott McClellan had mentioned this, did he in the conference, in the press conference. That while he didn't deny what was on the tapes, he tried to gloss over it. I wish we had some sound on that, but we don't tonight because we're doing the program from the road. But I understand that the right-wingers were out in full force on talk television and talk radio today, claiming that it's no big deal. I mean, after all, this was not a BJ in the Oval Office, so who cares, right? Just because the guy lied again... Just because a guy lies about his drug usage, he lies about his drinking, he lies about his stance on folk who happen to be gay, he lies about getting us into a war, he lies about Social Security, he lies about the economy, he lies about everything. And who cares? Nobody. Apparently. Apparently nobody cares. Which is just astonishing to me. I mean, call me crazy, but it's just astonishing. Oh well. All right, let's get some phone calls in here. We'll talk about this and anything else you want to bring up tonight. We're in kind of a weird little time space continuum. So if there's some things you have wanted to talk about that we have brought up repeatedly on the program, And you never get a chance to because I keep rattling on and on and on. Now's the time to bring it on, okay? The phone number again is 866-303-2270. So jump in here and join us, okay? Let's do a break. We'll come back right after the break, and I think we do a break here. Do we do a break here? Yeah, there we go. There's a break. Okay. All right, stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Would you like to own your own business and enjoy financial independence? For as little as $12,995, Transnet Wireless can show you how to capitalize on the exploding public internet market. There is no technical knowledge required. You get everything you need to own and operate your own business. Call 1-800-928-1474. This amazing Wi-Fi internet system provides high-speed wireless internet access for up to 100 users at the same time. You simply receive a monthly check for all the wireless revenue generated at your location. Users without a wireless device can access the internet and their email directly from the machine, payable by cash or credit card. There is unlimited income potential. Call now for your video and information package. 1-800-928-1474. Prime locations are available now. Call 1-800-928-1474.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
866-303-12... Oh, never mind. All the lines are full now. All right. Well, write it down. You've got it written down. I hope you got it written down. All right, let's just do some calls. Ira is calling from New Jersey. Ira, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing tonight? Have you heard, it was on Sam Cedar earlier, I saw it on the Internet today, Scott Ritter, former Marine,
yeah.
I think he talked about, Bush has already signed off on plans to bomb Iran, and he talked about finagling in the recent Iraqi election, if you want to call it that. Have you heard about this? Has it been
any
mainstream reporting about it?
No, I haven't heard a thing, which simply means that I have been seriously out of the loop for the past 72 hours.
Yeah.
But it does not surprise me. This kind of ties in with the reports that Rumsfeld had already sent people into Iran to start marking targets. I think the biggest mistake that this administration is going to make is an attack on Iran. It's going to be hell on earth when they do that.
Yeah, he's talking about that. I heard Ritter on Air America News a little earlier today, tonight.
Uh-huh.
The fact that it hasn't been on mainstream is a good sign that it's true.
Yeah, you got that right. Oh, my God.
I mean, with that and the budget, I was telling your screener, I said, and here you're getting like 3 or 4 months advance notice. You get some of this out, and it's amazing there's no protest at all, you know?
I know, and why is that? What do you think the reason for that is, Ira? Have Americans just...
The mainstream media is one reason. It's all controlled. It's all pro-administration. You know, it's not just Fox. It's all the rest of them too.
Right.
Just a little less. They're not as bombastic as Fox, but.
Well, when we hear about this, when the American public finally hears about this, remember when we heard about Iraq, everybody took to the streets around the world.
Yeah.
It mattered not a damn to the Bush crime family. What do you think is going to happen when word gets out that we're going to attack Iran?
I don't know. I think this time, though, the other Arab countries, if it does occur, other Arab countries are going to throw their wad against Israel. The whole that's what Scott Ritter's saying. The whole Middle East is just going to blow up. Yeah. I mean,
oh my
that
God.
Could happen.
Oh, I know, I know, I know. It could.
Russia has ties with Iran, and there's no telling what could happen. You know, nuclear, who knows, you know.
Well, have you got your backyard bomb shelter built?
Yeah, really, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Welcome back to the 50s. Oh, my God, thanks, Ira. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks for taking a call.
All right. I have not heard about that. I'm not surprised. Are you surprised, True Seeker? Of course you're not surprised. Oh, my God. All right. Heather is calling from Los Angeles. Heather, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you.
Hey.
Since you were talking about Iran, then there is a distraction, I believe, about to come up here in the States. And it has to do with the Bush tapes, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not about the shocking drug use, but actually that Bush had named Ashcroft as a great pick for the Supreme Court.
Oh, my God.
And so I think that probably, as the creator of the Patriot Act, who says he's not going to take away women's rights?
Oh, I think that way. You know, Ashcroft is a religious freak. He's a fundamentalist, just totally out of control, one of these fake Christians. And I think who believes women should, sit down and shut up. And I would not be the
factor.
Yeah, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if somebody like Ashcroft were ever to make it to the Supreme Court. Girls can kiss it goodbye. That's it. It's over.
How convenient is it that he says the job is done there, and now Bush had mentioned what a great pick he would be. He's just sitting around while Rehnquist is about ready to leave himself.
You getting a little nervous, Heather?
Just a little, but I guess, part of it is really just the frightening thought.
I hear you. I hear you. Heather, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. And I don't, I didn't mean as Heather getting nervous as a woman. I mean getting nervous as an American. You know, being an American woman makes it even worse, right? Is there anything these people are not screwing up? Anything? Anything? Cynthia is calling from Minneapolis. Cynthia, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey.
You know, everything that they do, this Bush crime family, is really about
enriching the fat cats. You know,
yes, it is.
You know, when you look at anything that they propose, the budget, they're proposing to extend the tax cuts, and we have such a huge deficit. How responsible is that? You know, but they've got to protect their rich fat cats.
And, you know, the really criminal part of this, I read this the other day, in the Times or the Post, the really destructive nature of these tax cuts don't hit until after Bush leaves office.
That's right. That's right. So he doesn't have to take responsibility for anything.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. I'm my guys and create
all this war all over the planet. And, you know, we're not going to be out of Iraq before he's out of office, you know.
Yeah.
And then start another war. You know, he's like a bull in a china shop.
All right, a question I always ask, how much more are we going to take, the American people? How much longer?
I don't think we can take any more. I mean, if we're going to go to war with Iran in a couple of months, you know, we're really in trouble. I mean, the soldiers should be coming home from Iraq now. They hate us over there. And if they could just pull back all of our troops to the border and say, okay, you guys, you're on your own, and then the insurgents would have nobody to fight against, and they would stand up to the insurgents and say, we want our country back.
I hear you.
They could start their own government, and we could say, you know what, we're leaving it to you.
I hear you.
And they would believe it, you know, but we're still there, and our guys are getting killed.
I hear you. Cynthia, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. All right, quick break, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Understand me, I feel strongly. I want you to be free with me.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Auric XL.
Got a headache? The relief you need is speeding your way with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough headache pain, the Liquid Fast Pain Relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
Advil Liquid Gels are the only brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to where you need it. Find out what Liquid Fast Pain Relief can do for you. Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid Fast.
Advil Strong. Use as directed.
As a small business owner, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once. Buying items you need for your business, while at the same time buying items you need for your home. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low costs on items for your home as you do on items for your business. You've got a lot going on. Count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
I love
boy. We got Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Standing up to the flying monkey ride, it's more of Michael Moore.
It's about 26 before the hour. Phone number again is 866-303-2270. All right, let's see what we've got. One other thing I wanted to drop in the mix here, at least from this end. You don't necessarily have to comment on this. You bring what you want to bring tonight. But the Pentagon has decided that they don't have enough of their elite special force units at full strength. Now, this is everything from SEALs, all sorts of commandos, the Green Berets, that do the so-called wet work. So the Pentagon now is offering bonuses of up to $150,000 to commandos to keep high-paying private military outfits from picking the best men. This I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. I should be crying, wailing, rending my garments, beating myself with birch whips. Do you understand what's going on here? Private enterprise now The so-called security teams are not security teams. They are professional hit squads. These are teams of murderers who work on assignment from, I thought from the Pentagon. So now the Pentagon is apparently competing with itself. They're saying, no, wait. All the good guys are going to these private offices. We'll pay $150,000 to stick around, a bonus to stick around, because we're really going to need you, because we have an enormous list. We have a loose leaf notebook now filled with names of people we want dead and countries we want invaded. And some of the people we want dead are right here in America, so there'll be no no jet lag, no long travel. You know, just hop a Greyhound, go do the job, and, you know, you're back at Fort Belvoir before you can say buenas noches. $150,000 because the Pentagon is worried about private security firms. And why do they call them security firms to begin with? They're not security firms. These are death squads. That's precisely what they are. They're death squads. We're in for a rocky ride, Truth Seeker. We really, really are. Bill is calling from Long Island. Bill, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
I've been trying to get through for a couple of days, and I know you guys have been busy, but I felt I'd heard something on the Tom Hartman show, February 8th. He's talking about a site called Theocracy Watch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a scary site. Yeah.
It is, and there's a couple of things on there that you download, you take a look at them, and when at first when I was watching one with... I drew a blank now on the actor. He already died a few years back. You start thinking, oh, well, this is old stuff. And when you watch it, you realize that, oh, my God, they're talking about stuff that's happening now, which lends validity to their whole story that this is a game plan that the Bush administration has been following.
Mm-hmm. Is that the site that has the Rapture Index?
They're talking about Dominionism.
Right. Part of the Dominionist theory of... This kind of psychotic Christianity is the rapture thing.
Exactly. And
someplace they have what's called a rapture index. And they're not kidding. I mean, this is not a joke.
No, it's not. Not at all. It's very serious, and that's why I wanted to bring it up for other people to be aware of it, to go to the site and see what's going on there.
Theocracywatch.org.
Yes. As you're saying, as I'm saying, it's very scary, and, I mean, you see implications there with Hatister, DeLay. They rate the various politicians. Most, I think it's like around 30% of the Republicans are receiving 100% approval rating from them.
Mm-hmm.
They've also done things in Texas where they've had, like, banning certain ways of teaching, where things couldn't be taught in the schools, books were removed from the schools. Teachers were being fired, and this goes back like maybe 15 years ago that they've been starting this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is nothing new. A lot of people think, well, you know, Bush, since Bush took over, or not true. When Reagan was in office, that's when these people really started, and that's 25 years ago.
Yeah, and it's something that bears watching. You know, if you have dial-up, right, so it's a while to get it. But it's worth downloading it and watching it because there's a lot of really scary stuff there. And if you don't have the time to download it, just investigate the site. There's a lot of links to a lot of other things. I forgot which general they're talking about in Iran that's part of this, or Iraq. Here we go with Iran again.
Yeah.
And he was also part of this group and part of their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically, in the end, it boils down to, they're no better than the people from Jim Jones or anything else, except they just don't want to take their own little group with them. They want to take everybody with them.
I hear you. Hey, thanks, Bill.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a
good
night
sir.
Now.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, theocracywatch.org. If you really want to be scared, check it out. I know what Bill's talking about. I've gone to that site before, and just by, like the name indicates, they keep watch over these. I think that's the one he's talking about. They keep close tabs on some of these psychopaths, and they're for real. They're not. This is not kidding. This is not throwaway stuff. I remember we mentioned this last week when James Watt was Reagan's Secretary of the Interior, and Watt said there is no reason to. For anybody get their panties in a wad about a few trees chopped down, or all of them chopped down, or the land is spoiled, or the river's polluted, or the air befouled. It doesn't make any difference because, you know, Christ is coming back, and everybody's going to go up to heaven who deserves to go, and the people who don't deserve to go can stay here in the polluted water and the air you can't breathe, and on and on. And everybody kind of giggled at that. Who did? You know, I did. I was one of the biggest knee slappers, that whole thing. Oh, man, what a jackass. Boy, this guy is really out of control. No, not at all. It may seem to be out of control to people who are rational, like you, like me, but to people who believe this nonsense or those that support them, you know, I just wonder, what is Limbaugh, for example? A drug user, a serial adulterer, a guy who just, who laughs at the ditto heads. What does he think about this rapture stuff? Does Limbaugh think he's all of a sudden his clothes are going to fall to the ground and he's going to rapture up to heaven? What about Hannity? Hannity! Sean Hannity. These two. What about O'Reilly? What about, you know, all these people who represent the crazed psychopathic right, especially in talk television and talk radio? Do they share this belief? Because they are enablers. They're helping these people get their talents further deeper into the collective consciousness in this country. But, you know, the way they misuse and abuse and rape radio. But do you honestly think that the pig man, Limbaugh, thinks, yeah, well, I better hurry up and finish up all these OxyContin because I'm going to rapture? You think? No, I don't either. I certainly don't. Mike is calling from New Jersey. Mike, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. Listen, I was listening during the Sam Cedar marathon today on Air America. And
yeah, poor Sam. You talk about an overworked dude, right?
But he was very, very good today.
Oh, he is. He's excellent on the radio.
He brought up a very good point that made me stop and think. This thing with the weed tapes,
right?
They only release 10%, and it is rather tame. He brought up the hypothesis today that maybe Mr. Rove or somebody had their hand in this to divert attention from the Gannett Gucker thing, which seems to have legs now.
Yeah.
Picked up by the mainstream media, because he not only got the information on Valerie Plame before anybody else,
right?
He also knew, and Sam brought this up today, from I think one of his call-ins, that Gannett knew about the bombing of Iraq before anybody else.
Yeah, I had heard that. So Sam brought that up today too, huh?
Yeah, so it seems that, you know, they're pulling a Houdini, trying to divert attention, I think, because these tapes are really not, you know, first of all, it's only 10%.
Yeah.
And it's really rather tame. I mean, there's nothing in these tapes that I think we didn't know about Bush.
Well, no, there's nothing in there that Sam didn't know or you didn't know, or for that matter, I didn't know. But you know, his crazed followers who believe that he is, I don't know, he's Jesus' brother or something, doesn't it matter to them to find out that this weasel lied even about his drug usage, lied about his stance on people that happen to be gay, apparently lies about everything? It doesn't make any difference to them, huh?
No, I don't think it makes any difference. I'm really interested to find out what's going to happen with this Gannett Gucker thing. I think this thing is, that's the real story, and I think it's starting to, they're trying to divert attention from that.
Well, you just never know anymore, do you?
No.
You just never know what's real.
It's like through the looking glass.
It is. It's like Alice, and we're down the hall. We're chasing.
You're curious, sir.
Chasing the white rabbit. I don't know where it's going to wind up. Thanks, Mike.
Right,
appreciate you checking in. It is so difficult, is it not? I don't know. What do you use to make your decisions on a day-to-day basis, you know, just how you're going to conduct your life? You can't believe reports anymore from, for example, the Labor Department or the EPA. You can't believe anything anymore from the Food and Drug Administration. They pass through drugs that wind up killing thousands of people, like Vioxx, like Celebrex. What do you use anymore? The Pentagon? The Pentagon now has people in the highest levels who say they see Satan in the sky over Mogadishu, or that the real enemy in Fallujah is the devil. I mean, what the hell? Where'd you go? Bureau of Labor Statistics? Department of Commerce? Bush? McClellan? Or do you just say, to hell with it?
Here, try some of this. I'll get back to you. Ah!
quick break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good. Once.
Planet check. Vacuum deal for factory farms stinks.
In short, the deal signed by the Bush administration lets the meat industry off the hook for air pollution and reporting toxic releases from their factory farms.
That's Navas Bermudez from Sierra Club. Under this deal, they don't have to do anything to clean up these emissions nor protect residents that live nearby.
Rural families have been suffering from this pollution for years, and now they'll have to wait until at least 2011 for relief.
Factory farms emit toxic air pollution and animal waste dumped into water bodies comparable to the amount of sewage a small town would create.
And it's time for the administration to stop putting communities at risk and finally hold the polluters accountable for their messes.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a two-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
He's commonsensical. Yeah, indeed. Malloy here on Air America. It's about 10 minutes before the hour. But Jerry is calling from Long Island. Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
It could be better, but that's the way it goes.
Okay, well, you know, at times I feel like we're living in a parallel universe here, and what I'd like to discuss, for example, is the Negroponte nomination, John Negroponte's nomination to the new intelligence post.
Isn't that wonderful?
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, these are three or four of the worst nominations, from Condoleezza Rice to Alberto Gonzalez to Michael Chertoff. Now we have Negroponte, and I think what we progressives have to do is we have to band together and get ahead of the situation, put pressure on the Democrats in the Senate to do what we are not able to do with the nominations of Condoleezza Rice or anti-civil liberties Michael Chertoff, but what we almost did with the nomination of Alberto's torture memos Gonzalez, as I call him. I mean, for example, it takes about 60 votes to break a filibuster,
right.
And just one or two more Democrats had decided not to vote in favor of Alberto Gonzalez, there were only six Democrats that did vote in favor of him. If only four had, or only five had, then there might have been enough votes that the Republicans would not have been able to break a filibuster. And that also takes the role of Harry Reid. He has to start acting like a leader, and we have to mount pressure on the Democrats in the Senate to filibuster and block the nomination of this Central American death squad-loving Negroponte.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have to let Democrats who want to run for higher political office, like Hillary Clinton, as far as I'm concerned, we have to let people like Hillary Clinton know that their votes in the Senate must match their rhetoric if they're going to run for higher office. If they want progressive people like me, like myself and other people listening to this program to vote for them, they cannot try to hypocritically claim to be pro-civil liberties and pro-human rights and then vote to confirm people like Negroponte or Chertoff, for that matter.
Well, how effective, and I have to ask the question, how effective is pressure these days on Democratic senators, that the pressure that comes from progressives or liberals? How effective?
Well, look what happened with Alberto Gonzalez. Now, originally there were a lot of Democrats that were poised to vote in favor of him, including Hillary Clinton and Charles Schumer, both from New York. They were both poised to vote in favor of Alberto Gonzalez, and that all turned around. So in the end, there were only six Democrats who voted in favor of Alberto Torture Memos Gonzalez.
But is that a result of pressure, or is that a result of Schumer and Clinton, to use those two as an example, of looking at the record and saying, no, I can't do this?
I think it was a political calculation. I really do think that that pressure did help a great deal, because I know there was a lot of pressure. I know there was a lot of discussion on Near America of how terrible Alberto Gonzalez would be.
Right.
I know that there was probably a lot in the blogosphere. I mean, on the internet, there was probably a lot of emails sent to Hillary Clinton and to Charles Schumer not to vote in favor of Alberto Gonzalez. That's where I think it would matter most, is on the internet, in terms of email.
I think you're right. Jerry,
okay.
Thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sir.
Okay.
You have a nice evening. Ellie is calling from Rhode Island. Ellie, welcome to the program.
Hi. I think we're kind of new to Air America in Rhode Island. I don't know whether you know how long Rhode Island has been carrying.
You know, I don't. It couldn't be more than, it's got to be less than a year, because Air America is only... Right.
I know it's less than a year, but I don't think we started carrying it in time to help as far as making decisions about how to vote in the last election.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got, Rhode Island's a blue state, but the main newspaper has been carrying a lot of things that have leaned toward the Democratic electing Democrats, but yet the main newspaper then endorsed Bush.
Right.
Our newspaper, though, is owned by Texas, a Texas company.
A Rhode Island newspaper is owned by a Texas company?
Yes, our Rhode Island newspaper was bought out by Texas.
Oh, great.
So that might account for why they endorsed Bush, because of the war. We shouldn't be changing horses in the middle of the stream, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but,
right.
I was so confused of all the things I heard about the swift votes and everything. I didn't know what to believe. And as far as the drug use question is concerned, what bothers me about the drug use is that I don't know how to find a candidate who hasn't used it.
Well, I think there's a difference between drug use and drug abuse. You can't find, I don't think, that many people in George Bush or Bill Clinton or in that age group, you know, people between or people up to, say, 55, 56, 57 years old who aren't intimately familiar with drugs. But I not to be an advocate of drugs, because I'm not. You know, people have their own head, do what they want. But there's a difference between drug use and drug abuse, and I think that's all the difference in the world. Ellie, I got to leave you there. We got a break here. Stay with us, folks. Quick break, Nation Minute, and we'll be back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
What's the most important attribute the new National Intelligence Director should have? That's easy. It's dedication to producing straight-up, tell-it-as-it-is intelligence. But when the U.S. Senate previously looked at John Negroponte, Bush's pick to be the new National Intelligence Chief, it ignored an episode in his past that shows Negroponte does not have such dedication to truth-telling. When Negroponte was U.S. ambassador to Honduras in the 1980s, he suppressed reports that the U.S.-backed military there had committed human rights abuses and had been involved in death squad activity. But when he was nominated by Bush to be U.N. ambassador and then ambassador to Iraq, the Senate did not review this part of Negroponte's past. So it's unlikely this will become an issue during Negroponte's upcoming confirmation hearings. It seems that the Republican-controlled Senate, like Negroponte, just can't handle the truth. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The AFL-CIO says 42 million American workers say they would join a union if they could, but employers use a variety of intimidation and scare tactics to keep workers from starting union drives. Federal law now lets them get away with it, but a bill in Congress called the Employee Fair Choice Act would recognize unions whenever a majority of workers at a workplace sign union cards. The AFL-CIO's Bernie Pollack says it would be a very important change to put teeth in workers' rights to organize.
To allow workers to form unions based on a majority sign-up process or a card check process is important because it allows workers to make a free decision about whether or not to form a union without intense employer harassment, intimidation, or coercion.
In the House, 207 members are co-sponsors of the Employee Fair Choice Act. There are 37 U.S. senators who support it. The bill is sponsored by Senator Ted Kennedy. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone. We guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. A message of hope from North Korea's leader. According to the Communist State's official news agency, its leader Kim Jong-il now says North will return to nuclear disarmament talks if the U.S. shows sincerity. The comment came during a visit by a diplomat from China. The statement says North Korea will return to the negotiation talks and support the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. There have been three rounds of unsuccessful six-nation talks since late 2002. North Korea has demanded more aid and a peace treaty with Washington in exchange for giving up its nuclear program. All's well between France and the United States, so says the leaders of both nations. President Bush and Jacques Chirac say ties between America and France couldn't be better. Speaking to reporters before sitting down to dinner in Brussels, the French leader declared the relationship excellent despite the dispute over Iraq. And Bush says hosting Chirac at his first dinner on foreign soil since the start of his second term shows how important that relationship is. A massive Lebanese protest against Syria. Demonstrators in Beirut shouted insults at Syria and demanded the resignation of their pro-Syrian government. The massive protests marking 1 week since the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Suspicion for Hariri's death falling on the Syrian and Lebanese governments, with both denying any involvement. The European Union is calling for an international investigation into Hariri's death. Potential war with Iran and cooked election books in Iraq. Two revelations by former UNSCOM weapons inspector Scott Ritter. Speaking to Sam Cedar on the Randy Rhodes Show, Cedar asked Ritter about recent pronouncements made before a packed house in Washington State's Olympia Capitol Theater. Ritter told the crowd President Bush has signed off on a June bombing of Iran and claims U.S. authorities manipulated the results of Iraq's January elections to reduce the percentage of votes received by the United Iraqi Alliance from 56% to 48%. Ritter had this to say about the planned bombing of Iran.
The Iranians will take the fight to Israel, probably by launching missiles, not armed with chemical or biological weapons, but launching missiles against Israel, and Hezbollah will take their gloves off when it comes to northern Israel. We will see the Middle East literally explode overnight into a sea of fighting, and again, the United States will not prevail in this conflict.
An extension of a law protecting homosexuals dies in Montana. The Montana House killed a bill that would have extended the state's hate crimes law to protect gays. The bill was designed to make it a crime to target people based on such factors as age, economic condition, disability, gender, or sexual orientation. It was rejected 54% to 46%. You are listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
This is Charles Osgood of The Osgood File. Delicious Smart Balance Buttery Spread gives you more than the best buttery taste. It's patented to improve the good-to-bad cholesterol ratio. It's a good time to start the Smart Balance food plan. A free copy is available from the address on the package or visit online at smartbalance.com. It's a health control plan because it gives you the right balance of fats. Smartbalance.com for a truly unique food plan. And Smart Balance Spread for delicious buttery taste. There's nothing like it. This is Charles Osgood, and I'll see you on The Osgood File.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition when we take a look at Black Hollywood. We've come a long way from mammies and bucks, but why in the history of movies are there only seven black actors ever to win an Oscar? I mean, come on. Did Kim Basinger really need one? And Roberto Benigni? Jeez! We'll ask film historian Donald Bogle and we'll confess our sins in the Liberal Confessional on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. It's about six and a half past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. And what we are doing tonight, if you are just tuning in, is pretty much covering a whole spectrum of topics. So often on the program, I'll lock in on one or two things, and I'd look up, and it's like, oh, my God, you've been shooting off your mouth for 2 hours. And we're coming to you tonight from Toledo, Ohio, from a station that is not part of the Air America Radio Network at all, but professional courtesy allowed us to use the studio, and we thank the people here at WSPD in, is that where we are? I think it's WSPD, in Toledo, Ohio. So thanks to the people who said, sure, come on in. We don't carry any of your programming, but come on in, because you're in radio. Now, as a result of what we've been doing for the past 3 or 4 days, I have to say, for the first time in my radio career, I have been totally out of the loop. As far as breaking news, we haven't watched any CNN, MSNBC, I haven't read the New York Times, haven't read the Washington Post. It's been pretty much focused on the things that have been happening on a more personal level. And that's resolving itself, as you all know, when stuff happens that just takes time, and it resolves. So that's where we are, coming to you from beautiful downtown Toledo. So my thought tonight was what we'll do, all those nights where you're thinking to yourself, damn, why didn't we talk about this? Let's do it. Let's bring it on. Whether it is something that has occurred over the past 3 or 4 days or something that you've wanted to bring up and just haven't, your call hasn't been taken by me. Now is the time to do it. And I don't particularly care for this kind of programming, but what the hell, let's do it, all right? It's just something a little bit different from our normal routine. And the phone number here again is area code, oh, it's toll-free, 866-303-2270. I almost gave you a Toledo area code. No, don't do that, don't do that. All right, Ryan is calling from New York. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hi, good evening, Mike.
Hey.
Hey. You know, I find it really disturbing that these commandos are getting $150,000 as a bonus when they just up the fees for these veterans. They don't even pay for their meals when they get injured and they get, you know, what's up with this double standard here?
Well, you know, the Bush crime family wants killers, and most people, they want special ops killers, people who will go into countries that we have no business going into and commit all sorts of mayhem, destabilize the country, kill a few people, and get out. And that takes money. Now, what's happening, and I think you're aware of this, private enterprise is putting together these death squads. And the Bush crime family, they're saying, no, wait a second. We want the death squads to work for us. We want control over these death squads. So hence, $150,000. Now, as far as the average soldier is concerned, don't forget, the reserve soldier and the National Guard soldier and Marine make up a heavy minority of our people who are in Iraq. And these are not trained killers. I'm not saying they aren't trained, although a lot of them say they weren't trained for what they were thrown into. But what the Bush crime family wants, they want real cold-blooded killers. They want people like, what's his name, Richard Armitage, who was Colin Powell's assistant. They want somebody like that who will slip out in the middle of the night, find the victim, cut his throat, and leave, and not think twice about it.
Okay.
So I that's the best that's the best answer I've got, Ryan. But you're absolutely right. Veterans who come back and are being billed for their food at Walter Reed or Bethesda because, well, you know, you're supposed to pay for this out of your pay. It's sickening. It's sickening. I don't understand why anybody joins the military at this point. I just don't. I truly don't. Hey, thanks for checking in, Ryan.
Yeah.
All right. Wish I had a better answer for that. But it's the privatization of everything. Everything. That's what Iraq is all about. And you just heard on, if you're listening to Air America Radio News, you heard the report, the phone conversation, I guess, interview today that Sam Cedar had with Scott Ritter. And Ritter saying, yeah, this is, you know, June begins the bombing of Iran. It's a mess, folks. I've got no answers. I don't know. I have nothing, absolutely nothing. Susan is calling from, is it Oakland Park, Florida?
It's Oakland Park, Florida.
Hey, Susan.
Near Fort Lauderdale. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I want to alert people to an article that appeared in yesterday's Miami Herald by Ron Hutchison, H-U-T-C-H-E-S-O-N, called Fixing Tax Code is Unenviable Task. And about three-quarters of the way down the article, it says, quote, legislation to create a national sales tax already has been introduced in Congress. The proposal would impose a 23% tax on all retail sales to replace revenues lost by eliminating the income tax and the 12.4% payroll tax that funds Social Security.
You're kidding me.
Advocates, whose ranks include Tom DeLay, see Bush's initiative as a chance to build public support for their idea, unquote. And it goes on a little bit more about that and several other ideas that they are evidently trying to sneak by while everybody's focused on Jeff Gannon Guckert and the weed tapes and
23% sales tax,
23%.
And they're going to eliminate income tax.
Income tax and payroll tax that funds Social Security.
And
privatize it or disguise it as a private account rather than, a personal account rather than a private account.
Right.
You can call it a national sales tax, and of course there's no guarantee that the money would be set aside for funding the things it will eliminate.
Now, what's this going to do, as you're talking, I'm just thinking, well, what's this going to do to state sales taxes or county or city sales taxes? You know, in Atlanta, most of the five counties that make up the core of Metro Atlanta, I think there's about 14 counties that make up Metro Atlanta, but the core five counties, the sales tax in a couple of those counties is 8%. So what happens, and the counties and the state use these taxes as revenue raisers, what's going to happen to those taxes?
Would you like me to guess?
Yeah, guess.
Well, since this legislation only applies to a national sales tax,
so the counties and
presumably the states would be left to continue what they're doing now. The only things exempted would be items of quote-unquote food and drugs deemed essential, and for that, people would get a monthly rebate check on the sales tax that they had paid for those items
exempted. So another bureaucracy, yeah, okay.
So, you know, this is just a backdoor attack again on Social Security, income tax, and you know that people who would pay the highest retail sales taxes are going to find a way to not have to pay them, whether they are their purchases are bought in the name of their business or their offshore account.
Right.
Or whatever other ways lawyers can think up to help them avoid this 23% retail sales tax.
You know, Republicans are really seriously trying to destroy this country, aren't they?
There's absolutely no question about it.
Absolute destruction.
None.
Unbelievable.
So it's fixing tax code is an enviable task. Ron Hutchison, reporting out of the Knight Ridder Washington Bureau for the Herald and presumably other Knight Ridder papers, and it was printed yesterday.
And it's in the Miami Herald?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's one I'll be looking up. Thanks a lot. Thanks for including us in on that, Susan. I appreciate it.
We're glad you're back. My condolences.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It just keeps on coming, doesn't it? Huh? It just 23% sales tax. And, well, as she pointed out, just like people in this country who have control of wealth have figured out a way to avoid income tax, how long do you think it'll take them to avoid this one, too? I don't know. Where in the hell are we? Where are we? Oh, that's right. That's right. We're in Bush's America. All right, quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask? Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust-free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
If you have a job instead of a career, will you be satisfied tomorrow? But if you invest in yourself and develop your knowledge and skills, who knows how far you can go? There are many untapped opportunities for people knowledgeable in electronics, drafting, or information technology, and you could be one of them if you call ITT Technical Institute at 1-800-521-0200. At ITT Tech, the curricula are career-oriented. Most programs use theory and hands-on applications to help graduates prepare to meet the needs of employers. Convenient day or evening classes are available just 3 days a week to help fit your busy lifestyle. And financial aid is available to those who qualify. Make a technology degree program part of who you are. ITT Technical Institute can help you prepare for a new career. Limited transferability of credits. Call ITT Tech now for a complimentary brochure. Call 1-800-521-0200. That's ITT Tech. 1-800-521-0200.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-28-05. Call now.
It's about 21 past the hour, or 22 past the hour, depending on where you live, right? This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. All right, you know what we're doing tonight, so let's get back to it. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, how you doing?
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fine.
I'm better, because the last few days I've been holding my node.
Okay.
For more than one reason.
Yeah, I hear you.
I love the line from Doug Weed.
Now, this is a guy that has the tapes and the book and
yeah,
okay.
The fact that he's writing a book is so convenient that he has all these tapes now, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't that...
how that works?
Isn't it funny how that works?
Yeah.
Liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, I don't know. You know, everybody always has tapes just when they need them, right?
Son of a gun. But the line that I love is he's planning to eventually give the recordings to the Bush presidential archives. That's another word for incinerator. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I see. Yeah, the article I read, and where did I get it? I don't know if I got it from, I got it online, but the article that I read said he never meant, the author never meant these tapes to be anything other than historical. Yeah, now this is the same thing
Hysterical would be more like it.
Right, that's true. But this is the same thing that Condoleezza Rice tried to say about the August 5th presidential daily briefing.
Oh,
that the report that
chatter.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden was going to do this and do that was just a matter of for the historical record. So somebody is copying somebody here, wouldn't you think?
Well, they don't seem to have an original thought in the whole damn bunch, but I mean, aside from that, yeah.
Yeah,
Jesus, Pete. Did you also happen to catch wind of the latest little fun and games? You remember the Swift Boat crowd?
Yes, what happened now?
They're gathering together to come out against the AARP.
Against the AARP?
Yes, thank you much. Because AARP is against Bush's personalization, privatization, whatever the hell, on Social Security. So the Swift Boat crowd, with the aid and abetting of one Art Linkletter, is going to attack him.
Art Linkletter is signing on with the Swift Boat Liars, and they're going to attack the American Association of Retirees. But what the hell is going on?
We've gone through the looking glass, my friend. You know, Jesus. Oh,
so the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth is going to...
A friend of mine said they saw it in the New York Times online today or yesterday, so check it out.
My
doesn't
God.
Doesn't that just warm the cockles of your heart?
Oh, my God. Boy, you know what this country needs? It needs a cleaning out. You know, this country needs...
Colonic, is that what you're aiming
I was
for?
Just going to say, we need a really intense enema and just flush some of these people out of here.
Well, you know, with recent pronouncements, I've been thinking about, you know, a second rendition of the Boston Tea Party. But instead of tea bags, we should send your favorite, laxative to the White House. Because they're so full of crap, you know, it's obviously beginning to affect their not only their thinking, but their eyesight.
I hear you. I hear you, Marge.
Oh, gee. And I got to ask you,
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think of the schmoozing going on between Papa Bush and Bill Clinton?
I don't.
Bill's looking for some clues on how to plan his retirement from the pros.
Like maybe join the Carlyle Group.
Well, you know, whatever. There, since Papa backed out of his directorship or whatever, there should be an opening somewhere.
Opening on the board. I can't figure that out. The only thing I can think of is that Clinton took the job to advocate for relief for the people who were slammed by earthquake and tsunami, and Pappy Bush did because, I don't know, he's got nothing else to do except count his money and see how many people are dead as a result of his policies. Well, Clinton could do that too, I guess, but not like Pappy Bush. But I think something weird happened. I think the two of them got over there and saw the devastation and saw the orphans and saw the absolute crushing pain that's being felt by the people who survived, and it had an effect on them. Now if we could just get them to go to Iraq, let them go see the mothers who have lost their children, you know, and then send them to the occupied territories, and then send them to Israel, send them wherever.
Too far and a few other places.
Wherever there has been death and destruction as a result of U.S. policies, send them there, and let's get the tears flowing with these two guys, and maybe it'll translate into some sort of change in policy, although I doubt it.
Well, you first have to have some feeling and a heart to render some of these people to change their mind and their thinking. I don't know. They're just absolutely insane. That's the only thing I can...
That's all I can come up with.
Only explanation I can come up with. So anyway,
thanks, Marge. If you got a cold, get over it, okay?
Yeah, my condolences too, friend.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it, Marge. Take care. All right, quick break. I think Clinton has a heart. I really do. I disagree with a lot of his policies, but I think as far as Pappy Bush, I don't know. I have no idea. It's weird. It's just weird. We have a break here. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident. And remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
Okay, who put the Denorex in my shower? Joe?
Wasn't me, Dad.
Sally?
I think it was Mom.
Guilty as charged. Come on, hon, your dandruff was back again. I thought it was time to stop messing around with those other shampoos and start using Denorex.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Dad, your hair looks good.
Always listen to your mother.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denorex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denorex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The AFL-CIO says 42 million American workers say they would join a union if they could, but employers use a variety of intimidation and scare tactics to keep workers from starting union drives. Federal law now lets them get away with it, but a bill in Congress called the Employee Fair Choice Act would recognize unions whenever a majority of workers at a workplace sign union cards. The AFL-CIO's Bernie Pollack says it would be a very important change to put teeth in workers' rights to organize.
To allow workers to form unions based on a majority sign-up process or a card check process is important because it allows workers to make a free decision about whether or not to form a union without intense employer harassment, intimidation, or coercion.
In the House, 207 members are co-sponsors of the Employee Fair Choice Act. There are 37 U.S. senators who support it. The bill is sponsored by Senator Ted Kennedy. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and the supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
The Maturity Report.
Les Moonves, head of CBS. They're going to make some changes at the news because people are tired of hearing their news from the voice of God, quote unquote. The voice of God. That's not what people are tired of.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
They're not tired of the one guy. They're tired of crap news. They're tired of craptastic news. Brad and Jen, God bless them. Who cares?
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
It's about 26 before the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Boy, don't you just love Janine when she gets pissed off? Did you hear that? In that promo?
Ah, that's so sexy. Go, Janine.
Oh, my God. All right, where are we? You know what we're talking about. So let's... How can you not be just furious? How can you not? Oh, my God. Oh, well. Have to take the Zen approach, you know, note it and move on. Yeah, right. Judith is calling from Colorado. Hey, Judith, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
How
Have you seen this? Let me take you off my speakerphone.
That'd be good.
Have you seen this? It was posted on Jeff Ranch yesterday. This is on AmericaBlog.com, where this journalist has been let into the White House. His name is Jeff Gannon. And now they're stating and showing on the Internet, on this AmericaBlog.com, that he's actually a gay prostitute. He's a call escort there in Washington, D.C. He has several websites up.
You're kidding.
No, USMCPT. He's trying to make it look like a U.S. Marine Corps, but it says personal trainer, bodyguard, escort.
Now, wait a minute. You mean that there's somebody who claims his name is Jeff Gannon?
Right. He's in the press corps. He has a press pass. He comes into the White House daily. And when this has been going on for about 2 or 3 years, and when he first came in, he was supposed to be coming in under the auspices of this newspaper called Talon News.
Yeah.
And at the time when he first came in, he was listed as a volunteer, and now they're showing that this whole thing is a hoax.
Wow.
Basically, the whole point that they're trying to make on the website here is, in order for him to get past the background check, there has to be somebody pretty high up in the White House that wants this guy in there on a daily basis.
Well, I'll be darned. I'll have to check this out. This is something that's just come up, or what?
This was posted on Monday, February the 14th, 2005.
Okay.
You
yeah.
go into AmericaBlog.com.
All right.
The name of the article is called A Man Called Jeff.
Okay.
This was on the Jeff Rentz website yesterday.
All right. Well, we'll...
Now, this guy has several websites. One of them is, bring it up here.
Okay.
It's something about the Stead Files.
Oh, my goodness.
He is showing himself the full Monty on these web files.
You're kidding.
No.
And this guy has a...
This guy is supposed to be... He is posing as a legitimate White House correspondent.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't believe this. You're making this up, right, Judith?
No, I am not. You go to this website.
No, this is...
website.
No, this is too weird. Who is this, really?
No, I'm totally serious.
And he goes into the White House, what, he goes into the press briefings?
He goes into all the press briefings.
All right, we're going to check this out and find out if there's, I wonder why the national media hasn't picked up on this.
Well... Why do you think?
Yeah, that's true. They're whores themselves, right?
Well, yeah. And this is going to make Monica and Bill look like nothing.
Well, thanks for tipping us off on this, Judith, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, you have a nice evening. Take care, okay? Thanks, Judith. No, that's okay. You know, that's all right. It's okay. That's okay. No problem. Jim is calling from Montana. Jim, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Good talking to you. I took a stab at these numbers and dialed it up, and now I'm committed.
What? Oh, you mean you actually got through?
I got through.
I hear you. Okay.
Hey, a while back, you had mentioned that you have a bureau chief in Aurora, Illinois.
Yeah, Marianne.
I was born and raised in Aurora, Illinois.
Oh, well, I'll tell her next time she calls in.
And I've been out here for 32 years in Montana.
Yeah.
In a place called Paradise, Montana.
Paradise, Montana. Okay, now, Jim, we're on a nationally syndicated radio show, so, you know, what's up?
Hey, yeah, right. What's this Art Linkletter thing?
Going up against AARP?
Yeah.
Art Linkletter is the only guy I know in America who's too old to be in AARP. So I don't know what the hell is going on. That's the first I heard of that. Just like the Jeff Gannon story. Can you believe there's a reporter named... Oh, never mind. So I don't know what the deal is with Art Linkletter. I have no idea. I it's almost like I don't want to know.
This is the newest and the heaviest smokescreen, I think, that we're going to see for a little bit, maybe.
Do you think that's it? Huh? Okay. All right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, you also have to hear a while back after that new appointee there, we better get our passports in order.
Well, which one are you talking about? Are you talking about Gonzalez? You're talking about Chertoff? You're talking about Negroponte? Who are you talking about?
Negroponte.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what country would be a good one.
Probably someplace outside this particular solar system. I don't know. It's pretty weird. Well, Jim from Paradise, Montana, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you.
Okay? All right. You have a nice evening. I'm still trying to process that. Somebody named Gannon? Is that what she said? Weaseled his way into the White House press car. You know, somebody just tuning in saying, God, this must be a rebroadcast from like 2 weeks ago. No, it's live. Today is February 21st. It's a Monday. And Jenny is calling from Mississippi. Jenny, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm so excited to talk. I'm down here babysitting the South for you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I'm babysitting the Bible Belt.
Yeah, somebody's got to watch it. You know, it'll start doing drugs and burning houses down or something.
Well, that's why I'm calling.
Okay.
Our whole country has turned into the movie Office Space.
Office Space?
Yes.
I think I missed that one.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Has it come out in the past 7 months?
Oh, no. It was out years ago.
Oh, yes. No. I'll have to go rent that one. Office Space.
Yes.
Okay.
Most of your audience will probably know, but three or four guys who are like the only normal people in the company.
Oh, okay. Well, then you and I and the people listening to this network are the only normal people in the country.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got it. I got the plot. Okay.
Okay. And they walk around discussing what is the worst possible decision that could happen to affect the organization.
Right.
And then a couple days later, two schmuck consultants come in. And they make these actual decisions exactly what they were planning or exactly what they discussed.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon, these asinine decisions that happen, they promote the worst people among the group of the company.
Well, this sounds like the Bush administration.
Exactly. And there's this one guy that keeps getting shit on all the time.
Ah! No. You can't say that, Jenny.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. 866-303-2270 is the phone number here. David is calling from New York. David, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, first I just wanted to thank you for being full of indignation and not apologetic about it.
Oh, well, you're more than welcome, but I'm sure you share that, don't you?
Yeah, and I guess one question is, how do you keep your head exploding from a daily basis?
I have no idea. I don't know. I've been asked that before. The only answer I can come up with is I have a great wife, I have great kids, and I've got a 7-month-old baby, and everything else kind of, I don't know. I'm not saying they neutralize it, but it makes, that's what I focus on. You know, I hate to come across as somebody from the Ladies Home Journal or Good Housekeeping, but it's true. You know, I focus on that aspect of my life and consider myself real lucky. This other stuff, the Bush crime family, and what's going on in the country, it's very, 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 very upsetting, and I bleed for this country just like you do.
Yeah, I was raised to believe in a certain kind of America, and it's on its head, and I feel like I'm the only one who's aware of that. And I have a wonderful family, too. I wonder what I'm going to tell my sweet little 2.5-year-old daughter. I was raised in a different country, hon, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know. Thank God all my kids are adults, and they can find their own way through this thicket. But like you, I've got a young one, and I don't know what I'm going to tell them. If you figure it out, let me know.
Yeah, I know. And the other thing, too, is I recently saw some kind of response to this whole Jeff Gannon story.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the bloggers.
Yeah.
And they said because they dug into his background and found out the pseudonym and that he's got gay escort sites. And that this shows the paranoia and mean-spirited of the left.
the fact that it's explode
because doesn't the right wing do this on a daily basis?
Well, it's not just that. It doesn't matter that it's true. And I have nothing against sex workers. I mean, if there weren't a market, this is America, or this is the world. If there wasn't a market for it, it wouldn't exist. The thing that bothers me is the ugly hypocrisy of these people. I have had friends who are in the sex worker business and, you know, nice people, just how they made their living. And they weren't out there trying to blow anybody up. They weren't trying to kill anybody. They weren't trying to give anybody diseases. They were trying to do whatever they do to, like John Lennon said, whatever it takes to get you through the night. So whether the night comes in the day or literally at night. So I don't have anything against, people who choose that profession. I think it's dangerous and risky, and God help you, because you're playing in a real dangerous world. But what gets me is the hypocrisy of these right wingers. That's the part that makes me gag. You know, it's not sex workers. Bless their hearts.
No, it's not that. But it's like the mean spirit of the left. I mean, when they sick Karl Rove on somebody, doesn't he eventually have the person in a toga party with NAMBLA members? You know,
or has him killed?
Yeah.
You know, mostly has them killed. You know, that's where that goes. Hey, thanks for checking in, David. And if you figure out something to tell your child, let me know, because I got to figure out something to tell mine.
Yeah, just don't let anybody ever muzzle you.
Okay. Not as long as I'm packing heat, right? Okay, we have a break here. Do stick around, Truth Seeker. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. As you know, I'm Mike Malloy.
Mail's here. What'd we get?
Bill, sale. We want $1 million and your W-2.
Sweet!
You really don't think we want $1 million?
No, the W-2.
Why?
Because now I can go to TurboTax.com. I just answer some simple questions. TurboTax fills out all the right forms and checks for errors and missed deductions.
Not that exciting.
Let me finish. Then with TurboTax, I can e-file and get my refund back in days.
Days?
Days.
Days?
Take a deep breath, give me the W-2, and go sit down.
Days. Wow.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Hi. I'm David Oreck. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Oreck XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
There's a moment when you know you've found the love of your life.
It was a bright night. The moon was shining through the clouds.
I don't know whether it was just the atmosphere of the evening.
12 hours went by. That seemed like an hour.
And then he said, I love you. That was the moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. At eHarmony, we know that the secret to magical moments like these is being matched on the very deepest dimensions of compatibility, so that when you fall in love, you know it has the depth and richness to last a lifetime.
We just hit it off. We had everything in common.
I was just smitten right then and there. I'll never forget that moment.
I have found the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Let us help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony.com and start the journey right this moment. It begins with the powerful experience of getting your personality profile, a $40 value, yours free, when you log on to eHarmony.com.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a two-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio, coming to you from beautiful downtown Toledo, Ohio. Brr. And we are working our way back into the stream of information that is out there 24/7. As I mentioned a couple of times tonight, we've been out of that stream for a good 3 days now, and it's bizarre because there is so much that floats by that normally we pay attention to, and it's kind of strange to realize how much stuff you miss out on when you just check out, which is what Kathy and I have done for the past 3 days. And even when we go on vacation, we don't check out like this. But when you have a family, you know what it's like when you deal with a tragedy in your family. You're just out. You're on a parallel track. So what we're doing tonight is talking about whatever those topics are that are either current or not so current that you've been wanting to bring to the program, and for some reason either couldn't get through or I was locked in on something else. So that's what we're doing tonight, okay? And by tomorrow, we'll probably be back in that high-powered Malloy groove that you know and love. Ken is calling from... where are you calling from, Ken?
Jersey City, New Jersey, Mike.
All right. Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. I'm so glad that you're having an open topic evening. And I wanted to bring up proportional representation.
Okay, that's something we should have had in this country a long time ago. But
I really think it's something concrete that the left can push for. It's
well, I don't see anything wrong with pushing. Yeah, but the problem is it's too close to the parliamentary system of government, and our Constitution is not structured that way. And I understand that proportional representation is not parliamentarian, but it's close enough that the right wingers who lust after the control, they would fight that tooth and nail. Now, whether or not, even the Democrats, I don't think the Democrats would want it either, do you?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, exactly. Talk about an uphill battle. You got both parties against you from the get-go.
Sure, because it takes away, it dilutes power. Who in the hell is going to go along with that?
Right, exactly. I mean, it's But if for the good of the country, I really, because...
Good of the country? Who thinks for the good of the country anymore? I know you do, Ken. I do. The people listening to this, this network do. But are you suggesting somebody in Washington is thinking about the good of the country?
No, I guess not. No,
okay,
I'm making a popular stand here.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's what I'm talking about is an electoral system.
Right.
Which is not like something that I made up. I mean, it's what they use in Denmark, in the Netherlands, Germany, and excuse me. If it's a multi-party system, which is why both parties will be against it.
Absolutely.
And it's very simple. It's actually much simpler than our system. The percent of the votes that your party gets is the percent of the seats in the, like, the House it gets. So, for instance, Democrats get 40% of the votes. They get 40% of the House, you know.
Ken?
Yeah.
it's not even going to get off the launch pad, okay?
Well,
I mean,
I see a better option, my friend.
Well, I don't either. I'm not saying I disagree with the idea.
Gerrymandering, majoritarian,
right.
Representation based
right.
on geography.
Right. That's
it's an inherently two-party system.
That's where we are. I agree with you. You have my full support. I think most people who understand proportional representation are all for it. But
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
I see nothing wrong.
They actually use it there.
Right. Well, nothing wrong in working to push that sort of an agenda on a national level. And if you have the energy.
I have a website.
What is it?
it's in the alpha form, but it's called whatsyourfavoritecolor.com.
Whatsyourfavoritecolor.com?
Yes. So what's your favorite color, Mike?
Probably my orange. Favorite color, blue.
Blue, okay.
Blue.
So you go on the website, you vote for blue.
And that's not because of blue states. I've always been partial to blue. I love blue.
It's the color of the sky.
There you go.
It's the number one favorite color. It is.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And so it's a very innocuous vote for whatever, the kindergarten question.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an example of proportional representation.
Right.
Which is a legitimate system, which is democracy, too. You
know? It is democracy. It is legitimate. It is honorable, and it makes sense. Having said that, you and I both know it'll never happen in this country, because that's not what we're about. But keep fighting for it, Ken. Keep fighting. Listen, we got a break. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in, Ken. We got a boogie. Break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. You folks are great tonight. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
How can you bounce back fast from tough pain? With Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. For tough pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. They're the only brand with real liquid inside, rushing relief right to where you need it, so you can bounce back from pain fast. See for yourself with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Here in America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush has called for a new era in transatlantic relations at the start of a five-day tour of Europe. In a keynote address in Brussels, he stressed that a united Europe working with the U.S. can yield great worldwide changes. Relations between the U.S. and France may be thawing after bitter disagreements over the decision to invade Iraq. President Bush called French President Jacques Chirac by his first name during an interview before a working dinner with his French counterpart in Brussels. Bush highlighted the fact that his dinner with Chirac was his first on European soil since his re-election.
This is my first dinner since I've been re-elected on European soil, and it's with Jacques Chirac. And that ought to say something. It ought to say how important this relationship is for me personally and how important this relationship is for my country.
Another winter storm is delivering rain to an already waterlogged California. At least three people have been killed. A number of funnel clouds touched down in the Sacramento area, causing some minor damage. Farther south, torrential rain and strong winds have caused treacherous road conditions and mudslides in the Los Angeles area. Former Presidents Bush and Clinton are continuing their tour of the areas hardest hit by the South Asia tsunami last December. Former President Bill Clinton said he saw a lot of emotional damage and that it was mostly visible in the children. Speaking to NBC's Today via satellite from the Maldives, Clinton said people are doing a heroic job on the relief effort.
My hat goes off to the American military, to USAID, to the UN agencies, the NGOs, everybody. In my opinion, that we've seen has done a good job with the money they've been given.
Former President George Bush says the tsunami victims are appreciative for all the help they've received. He says he hopes people will continue to give money to aid and relief efforts. The ex-presidents were appointed by President Bush to lead U.S. fundraising efforts for the tsunami disaster. A Fort Carson, Colorado soldier preparing to return to Iraq has gained national attention with his courage and a new book. Army Captain David Rozelle lost his right foot to a landmine during Operation Iraqi Freedom. The book details how Rozelle dealt with losing his foot, including his rehabilitation. After being fitted with a prosthetic foot, Rozelle was able to finish three triathlons and the New York Marathon. Rozelle says he hopes his story will encourage other soldiers to never give up after being wounded in battle.
Without a doubt, this injury has made me more determined to do anything, whether it's, you know, snowshoe, lion's head at Vail Mountain, or go on a raid in Iraq.
Rozelle will return to Iraq as a commander with the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment sometime in March. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
The Al Franken Show.
I was sitting with the general who is head of intelligence for special forces, and he told me that if we want Iran to democratize, the best thing we could possibly do is send Arnold Schwarzenegger to Iran to tell them, look, we're not going to attack you.
Did he say why Arnold Schwarzenegger?
They love Arnold Schwarzenegger in Iran. They also, for some reason, love Al Pacino.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for tuning in as we fight our way back into a talk radio after a few days off. You know what we're doing tonight, so jump in here and join us as the spirit moves you. Kathy is calling from New Jersey. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing?
Tonight?
I'm doing fine.
I think you guys are wonderful. And Kathy, for helping you to do your wonderful work.
Well, now, I appreciate that, and I'm sure she does, too, but, you know, they pay her.
Well, that doesn't make any difference.
That's true.
You know, a lot of problems that you have to go through, and you're making a lot of us stay sane.
Well, good. That's
okay.
Good.
My thing that I want to talk about tonight is faith-based programs.
Uh-huh.
When I was a little girl, and I had eight other brothers and sisters, and my mother had to care for all of us.
Wow.
They told us to go to our priest or the fire station to get help in 1 year, 1 year only. That I could remember, we all got Christmas presents. The rest of the years, we didn't get anything.
Yikes.
So, you know, the faith-based organizations didn't really help us. Although mm-hmm. Kathy said that they, George Bush was putting money towards the faith-based programs. Is that true?
So he says, but there's a difference. There's a difference between what they call faith-based programs now and what the church, whether it was Catholic or Protestant or a synagogue or Islamic temple, the idea of religious organizations taking care of the congregation or taking care of their own. And if there's if they subscribe to the idea of good works, then they take care of whomever else they can. I have no problem with faith-based community, whatever the faith is. If it's Wiccan, if it's Celtic, if it's Catholic, if it's a Baptist, you know, I have no problem with that. Here's where I have the problem. When they say to you, they being the faith-based organization, okay, we're going to take tax dollars, but because we are blank, fill in the blank, we are of this faith, we're not going to allow any gay people come in. We're not going to allow any Catholics to come in. We're not going to allow any Muslims to come in. We're not going to allow any divorce money. We're not going to allow anybody. You understand what I mean? When they use it as an exclusionary force rather than inclusive, that's what the Bush crime family does. What they say is, oh, yeah, it's faith-based. No, it's not. It's bigoted and prejudiced and unfair. I think that's the reason a lot of people decided this past Christmas season not to throw money in the red kettle for the Salvation Army, because everybody knows now that the Salvation Army is officially anti-gay. You know, what the hell is that? Does that mean if somebody who is gay and drops some money in the kettle, they're going to reach in and throw it back and say, we don't want queer money? No, it doesn't mean that at all. It means there's a bigotry inside that organization that makes it, in my opinion, un-American. So that's a problem I have against faith-based.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, that reminds me of one of the reasons why they couldn't help us, and that was because we did not officially belong to the church, even though we were a Catholic.
Well, there you go.
We did not give envelopes every week.
With cash.
We just dropped money in as we went, but we didn't have envelopes. So we didn't officially belong to the church.
Well, there you are.
So they couldn't help us.
Yeah, well, isn't that nice?
Anyway, can I bounce around a little bit here?
Very quickly. I got to move on. A lot of people on hold.
My mother calls the Bush crime family, if I can borrow that from you.
You're welcome to it. It's yours.
The Unholy Three, but I call them the Unholy Eight. Bush, Cheney, Karl Rove, Condi Rice, Gonzalez, Chertoff, Rumsfeld, and now Negroponte. It's a big, evil,
ugly thing.
People.
Yeah, it is. The Unholy Eight. I'll remember that. I may use that. Do I have your permission to use that?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks. I may use
Absolutely.
It. All right,
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate you checking in. I remember, I got to tell a story. Y'all are going to like this story. I said I come from working class, blue-collar working class, Toledo, Ohio upbringing. And that's mostly true. But there were periods of time when my old man just couldn't find work. And when my mother couldn't. There were four of us, four kids. And we were all born pretty close together, so there were a couple of times when I was a kid growing up where things were very, very, very close financially. And back then they didn't have welfare; they had relief. If you're old enough, you know what I'm talking about. And a couple of times we found ourselves on relief. During one of those periods, apparently. Now I never knew it until after the fact. Because, you know, my parents didn't want to say, well, you know, we can't find work. We're essentially taking charity. And I was a member of a Methodist church at the time, and the holiday season rolled around one year. And from the pulpit, the preacher said on a Sunday sermon, he said, okay, we're going to be gathering in food for the families that we have outreach programs to. They didn't call it outreach back then, but the same thing. And we want you all to bring, you know, non-perishable goods and yada, yada, yada. So I went home and told my mom, and I said, well, Reverend Jones said we're supposed to. So I brought in, like, I don't know, two cans of tuna fish and, you know, some box of macaroni and cheese and some soup or whatever. Took it in, made my little contribution, and I think my sister was old enough at the time to go to church, too. So she brought, you know, a jar of peanut butter, whatever. So we took the stuff in. So, and we, you know, we thought, hey, okay, we contributed to the poor. You're way ahead of me on this, aren't you? Yeah, I knew you were. So, about 10 days later, I'm out in the front yard in our tacky little neighborhood in Toledo, and car pulls up, and it's Reverend Jones. And he pulls up next to the curb and gets out, and he flings open the trunk of the car and reaches in, and he comes out with a box, you know, a cardboard box. And in the box, you can see that there's all kinds of canned goods in there, and food and stuff, and dry cereal. So I went down to the curb, and he was coming across the street with his box of food. down the curve, and I said, "Hey, Reverend Jones, how are you? What's you know?" And all of a sudden, it hit me. That box was for us. And he was a little bit embarrassed, Reverend Jones, because I guess because it was a shock, and he didn't expect me to be out there. The idea was he would leave it on the front porch and leave a note, you know, from the parishioners at such and such Methodist church. But, you know, here's this kid, and how old was I? I don't know. I was probably 9 or 10 at the time, maybe 11. And here comes Reverend Jones with the box of canned goods and jelly and, you know, whatever it was. And after he drove away, you know what I did, right? I got into the box to see if anything in there was something I had taken to give to the poor people. And as far as I knew, it wasn't. You know, I saw some stuff in there. It was, to me, to our taste, was pretty exotic. You know, a can of sardines. What? Sardines? But it's funny how that works. Now, that was faith-based ministries back when I was a kid growing up here in Toledo, Ohio. And I don't know, maybe it was because we weren't members of the church. You know, I attended the church, but we weren't members. But there were no strings attached. You know, they would show up with a box of canned goods a couple of weeks before Christmas. Doesn't work that way anymore, does it? Huh? What are you doing in my house with the box of food, Reverend Jones? You must have the wrong address. No. Jim is calling from Oregon. Jim, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey.
Well, that's Oregon, Mike.
Oh, Oregon. That's right. What did I say again? I screwed Oregon. Up again. Oh, no. Oregon.
I'm from the Midwest, and I had a problem with that, too, until I moved out here.
Yeah.
But I'm calling because... Because there was a woman a few segments ago who talked about the Swift Vote Veterans for Truth and their AARP negative campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
At the time that she was talking to you, I was looking at a graphic that I had found on a blog. And it was linked to, right now, it's the American Spectator webpage. Now, this graphic is pretty interesting. It's really disgusting. It's a split-frame picture. And the caption is "The Real AARP Agenda," and the two pictures. One of them on the left is a picture of an Iraq soldier guarding over who knows what, and there's a superimposed big red X that goes over him. And then the other picture over to the right is a picture of, it looks like a wedding scene.
Yeah.
Where there are two men who are kissing one another on the lips, and there's a big green check.
Oh my God!
On top of that picture, and this is what the Swifties are doing. They have hired consultants to advertise, to supposedly help the Bush campaign to advertise against the Social Security.
Now, what does that have to do with AARP?
You know, this is, I don't know what it's got to do with AARP, except for the fact that under the caption it says "The Real AARP Agenda." And that's on the American Spectator. If you click on that, you go to the USANext.org website, which is an even further, looks like a...
Right wing?
An extreme conservative website where it talks about the New York Times front page having an article about the USA Next Swift Boats AARP attack ad.
Oh, my God. So, these people are sick. They're evil, evil bastards. They are so vile, Jim.
I can't believe it.
They're just disgusting. They stink, and they're all going to rot in hell. And it almost makes me want to be a believer again, so I can imagine them burning in hell. Jim, thanks. For checking in. That's what these right wingers do, right? They think that you and I can be jerked around with a gay thing, or jerked around with a war in Iraq. I don't know. Is it time for a break? Are we supposed to break here? I don't know. Is this a break? Huh? A break? Huh? All right, there it is. I think we do take a break here. All right. All right, stick around. So the real agenda of the AARP is for men to get married and kiss each other on the mouth. Oh, that's a bad thing. And we don't, or not we, I'm not a member. I let my membership expire. And we want to not support the soldiers in Iraq. Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to hook some of the religious right. They'll love that. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex you left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denorex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denorex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denorex.com.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't realize
George W. Bush would be coming to this
country.
What's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about? Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now. 800-426-0690. 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. So call right now. 800-426-0690. 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Pow, pow.
about 23 past the hour. This is Air America. Okay, back to the calls. You know what we're doing tonight. So back at it. Jay is calling from Rhode Island. Jay, welcome to the program.
How are you?
Hey, doing fine, Jay.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Since it seems you haven't heard it, I wanted to share a couple of the actually interesting details about the Gannon story.
Okay, now you know I have heard the entire Gannon story.
You have?
Yeah, I was just trying to be kind of...
Were you
not
playing along?
Well, I didn't want to embarrass her.
You're a gracious host.
I just didn't... And I'm hoping she's not listening now. I just didn't want to go, oh my God, that story is like got a beard on it. It's so old. But
well, I knew you'd been away, so I didn't know how...
Yeah, no. The Gannon thing, I don't mean to make it sound like it's ancient history. News cycles, it is the beginning of it was pretty old. I hope that story stays alive. I hope it blows something wide open. I hope there's just dirt and rot and all kinds of things in that story, and I hope it comes out.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no need for me to take your time then.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jay.
Move along.
All right. Nothing to see here. Move along. Right. No, I was just, I just didn't want to be a badass and say, I know all about, I know all about. And again, I'm not, y'all have to know where I'm coming from. I don't have any problem with sex workers, I don't. I just don't. I'm not particularly interested. Well, not interested at all. But, So it's not that issue. The issue to me is the smarmy, condescending, bigoted way the Bush crime family operates. Can you imagine, just for a moment, if this would have happened during a Democrat administration, or worse yet, Bill Clinton administration? What? There's a male hooker? You see? It's that sort of thing. I don't give a damn what Gannon did. He had no business being a welcome into the fold of the crack White House press corps. As bad as most of those people are, and there are some exceptions. There are some exceptions. Let's, But as bad, and I mean bad. I don't mean bad. I mean bad. As bad as they are, as useless as some of them are, Gannon made them all look like sterling professionals, because he's nothing but he's a paid whore, but in a different way. Forget the sexual aspect. He's a whore for the Bush family, the Bush crime family. He's a whore for Scott McClellan. He's a whore for the right wing lies and deceptions. That's the kind of whoredom that he was practicing, and that's the kind of whorish attitude that to me is disgusting. If somebody wants to use their body as a commodity, I don't care if they're man or woman, that makes me sad. But it's the buyer and seller's business. And I mean that. I'm not trying to sound like, oh, man, that is so hip. That's such a progressive attitude. No, it's, like I say, I think it's dangerous. And I wish we live in a society where that sort of thing was not either necessary or worked to a person's advantage, but that's not where we live. Okay, because I went over the last break a couple of minutes, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back. Final half hour of the program coming up. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor.
If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Denerex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, driving to Valero.
For all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Randy Rhodes.
Poverty is seriously tied into all of our dilemmas. But, you know, you can't be for a culture of life, Mr. Bush, if you're for preemptive war, the death penalty, and, you know, poverty doesn't concern you. And you want to repeal it. He already did the repeal the assault weapons ban. How is that a culture of life? It should be a culture of life until you're born. And then after that, I need to make money.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 26 before the hour. We are on the road in Toledo, Ohio, working from the studios of WSPD here, a station that was kind enough to offer us some facilities to do the program. However, we are kind of flying blind with what Kathy and I usually use. And I was supposed to mention this earlier. If you are emailing us tonight, we're not getting it. We don't have the connection to pick up email, and will not on the air tomorrow or Wednesday until we get back to Atlanta. So send the emails. I'll get to it eventually. But during the program, I try to respond to certain emails that are pertinent to what we're doing. And so if you're writing tonight and nothing's coming back, we haven't changed that policy. It's just that we're not getting it. And, damn, there was something else. Oh, the music, yeah. We have some music in New York that they use, but you can tell that the music is different from, the bumper music is different from what we normally do. And, again, that's because we're on the road. So we're just kind of winging it here for the next couple of nights and appreciate your indulgence. Just by way of explanation as to what's going on, so you're not going, what the hell? Because that's what I would do, you know. I would say, hey, what's going on? Joanne is calling from Michigan. Joanne, welcome to the program. Where are you calling from in Michigan?
Ann Arbor, you know. This.
Oh, Ann Arbor. Hey, how you doing?
Fine. A lot of people commit suicide this week, and so at University of Michigan changed their winter break from March to February 20s, early 20s, and it's interesting that Hunter S. Thomas committed suicide at this time of the year. But it seems to me that people who drink a lot like that just, you know, run into a powerful wall of depression. So I just wanted to mention that about Hunter S. Thomas. But I'm asking.
I think you're referring to Hunter Thompson.
What did I say?
Thomas.
Oh. Well.
That's all right.
It's late.
It is late. It is very late. Now, wait a minute. I didn't understand that. A lot of people have committed suicide, so the University of Michigan has changed its winter break?
Yes. So it used to be in March, but this is such a deadly week for them that they get these kids out of here right this week.
Oh, really?
The early February 20s, yes.
So. Huh. I'll be darned. Okay. Well,
well, you see the weather. You're in Toledo. I mean, geez.
Oh, my God. What happened here the other night? I haven't seen anything like that in 30 years. Chicago wasn't that bad.
Yeah, interesting. But I'm asking you, the reason I would like your impression is Joseph Gannon, a.k.a.
Right.
Guckert. I mean, what a name. You'd have to specify your name over to...
I know what a name. What kind of a name is Guckert?
I suppose it's German, you know. But
Okay. Here's
my question. Is your impression that he's on the radar not because he's this plant, not because he's got a double life, but because he has an association with Joseph Wilson and Valerie Plame? Are you aware of that connection?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, there's. I don't think there's anything about the Gannon-Guckert story that I'm not aware of. You know, I've been following it just like everybody else, not for the prurient interest, I don't think, because I really don't give a damn about that, but because it is so indicative, once again, of the hypocrisy and of the Bush administration, the Bush crime family, and of the way it will lie, cheat, steal, and kill to get what it wants.
Okay, because I just hadn't heard that earlier.
Yeah.
You know, I want to also say that 11 o'clock, the factory's empty, and a lot of people get on the road, so I think you ought to save your best stuff for 11, 11.05, 11.10, 11.15.
That's right. The second shift is over, the third shift is starting.
Yes, you got all these union guys.
Right.
You know,
I'll try to do that. I'll try to remember that, Joanne. Thanks for the advice, sir, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. You have a nice evening. Frank is calling from Michigan. Ann Arbor, too? Is that where you're calling from, Frank?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Great. You have a great show.
Thank you.
I remember Reagan, he said when he was alive that what's wrong with the American people is they don't want to work for less money. And I think that this is what these people would like in Washington and whoever's running this country, is that you don't have enough money to make it, you don't have enough money to move around, you don't have enough money to mobilize. And then another thing I'd like to point out...
Well, wait a minute. That's called slavery, isn't it?
Whatever.
Yeah, I think it's called slavery, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I think that they despise government, and this is another form of hypocrisy against what I believe to be the word of God, which is that you should not despise government, and that I believe that they want to tear down the government institutions, like you say, privatize them, and, you know, the governments were to be upon Christ's shoulders, not Corporation X, and it's a shame. I think it could take us straight to hell, you know, and, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. All right,
I hear you. But like I'd like to say is, you know, I don't know what to do about this less money thing and these companies going overseas. And I didn't vote for the man. That's all I can say. I'm sorry.
I hear you. Thanks, Frank.
Okay, God bless.
Appreciate your call. Brother Sky Blue is checking in from Memphis. Brother Sky, welcome to the program. It's not Friday. How you doing?
Mike, I'm doing great. You know, Air America is really helping heal me. I didn't even know what my problem was till I heard Randy Rhodes coin the phrase. I'm a chronic talk show caller. You know, Mike, I'm really sickened about President Bush now admitting that he used marijuana. Of course, Al Gore and President Clinton, they both came right out and just admitted, you know, that they had smoked marijuana. Now, Mike, I don't predict...
But wait, Clinton said he didn't inhale.
Well, but, you know, I don't promote drug use, Mike.
I know.
You was talking about the Brazilian cult that used their hallucinogenic tea.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, there are religious sects that use marijuana as a medicinal herb. You have
sure.
The Coptics from North Africa, several
uh-huh.
100,000 of them, and then the Rastafarians in Jamaica. It's all tied in, Mike, with this breath of life. When does life come about? The breath of life in the nostrils, and then Adam became a living soul. You see, it's tied.
Right.
It corresponds the lungs and the heart. It takes two major organs for the human life to exist, the lungs and the heart in conjunction. That makes a living soul.
What about kidneys and liver and stuff?
And this Bush crime family and his heavenly host of these religious right snake charmers,
right.
And they're these holy oil hucksters, they're selling this voodoo doomsday theologies to
uh-huh.
the masses. But then, you know, I'm a fundamentalist. I come out of Pentecostalism here.
I know you do.
My people are simple working Christian men, people too, and they're using fear and ignorance how to understand the symbolism is about. But you know. Of course, you let me talk about Emanuel Swedenborg. That's
right.
My religious faith. I'm a member of the Universal Church of the New Jerusalem. That's in the dictionary. You know, I find it handy to keep a dictionary by my bed when I'm listening to you at night because some of your intellectual callers use some big words. I know these fundamentalist radio out there and radio daytime radio Bible land. They keep their Bibles right. But
you keep a dictionary.
Politically, though, I am a devotee of the 19th century French sociologist and political reformer, Charles Fourier. Charles Fourier, you know, my mother, she wouldn't get up off the couch if this Survivor show was on, if my dad was sitting in his easy chair having a heart attack. People want to feel a part of something. We had a hippie commune here led by a guru, a spiritual guru, New Age guru, Stephen Gaskin.
Oh, yeah.
He came from San Francisco, had a farm about
the farm,
south of Nashville,
right,
around Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. Started out with 200 people on about 200 acres, and eventually had up to 2,000. The National Guard, Tennessee National Guard helicopters were swooping down over their vegetarian fields, scaring the women and the children. Eventually, they arrested Stephen, the head man. He went to prison for 2 years for growing a little medicinal pot. Yeah. We're trying to get medicinal marijuana legalized here in Memphis. Steve Cohen, our state representative, I'm working with him. Janice Fullilove, our local African Cleopatra, Brown Cleopatra, liberal talk host here on our one available, accessible radio station here for progressive thinkers. She asked me, well, what's the difference, Brother Sky Blue, in recreational marijuana and medicinal marijuana? I had to think about it, but, you know, now I think it's when President Bush and Al Gore and these guys use it, it's recreational marijuana. But when they cut us off of our 10 care, like they just did 300,000 people down here, cut our drug prescription drug care, then it's been, you get over 50 years old, then it's medicinal marijuana.
There you go.
You know, I was in San Francisco back in the 70s. I saw a sign up there on the head shop down on Market Street. It said, and that was during the Reagan years, it said marijuana will be legalized the year 2000. Well, we had 8 years of Democrats, you see, and they still left this little problem about decriminalizing marijuana.
And,
we got 5,000 young men in cage.
I hear you, brother Scott. We got to leave it there. Thank you, sir. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America.
Understand me, I feel strongly. I want you to be free with me. I can't help it. I can't help it. I can't help it.
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Got a headache? The relief you need is speeding your way with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough headache pain, the Liquid Fast Pain Relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
Advil Liquid Gels are the only brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to where you need it. Find out what Liquid Fast Pain Relief can do for you. Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid Fast.
Advil Strong. Use as directed.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in Belgium, Etta was educated at private schools. Her mother, a Dutch baroness, divorced her British banker father when Etta was six. After spending a brief period with her father in England, Etta returned to Holland to live with her mother. It soon became apparent that rapidly sprouting Etta was too tall to be a professional dancer, so she started modeling, and in 1951 was cast in a small role in a British film. By 1953, Etta had made her American film debut and had become a star with one Academy Award already on her shelf. In 1988, she became a special ambassador to the United Nations Children's Fund. In 1992, Etta Audrey Hepburn was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her charitable works for UNICEF.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible through the generous support of AT&T, the world's networking company.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
It's about 10 minutes before the hour. Boy, time just rips by when you're having fun, doesn't it? Lewis is calling from Miami, Florida. Lewis, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good. Thanks, Lewis.
I was your last caller on Thursday. I'm the dude from Chile, and we talked about the dictator.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you called back in.
Yes, how's it going? Listen, I just wanted to bring up two things to you. Well, I'm sure you heard of it. I wanted to talk about Bush's trip to Europe and the secret tapes. And the trip to Europe is kind of, both of these stories kind of put irony and hypocritism to, like, you know, the top.
Right.
Because there he is, Bush, scolding Russia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because Russia decides to, you know, back away from some democratic things that they have over there.
Well, also, it's my understanding because Russia has signed, Russia is going to be providing nuclear equipment to Iran and has signed, I believe, a mutual defense agreement with Syria. So, yeah, Bush is, I guess he's got his panties in a wad. His buddy Putin wasn't supposed to do that, was he?
Yeah. But let me tell you something. The first time that I saw that there was going to be problems with Russia is when Bush, at the beginning of his presidency, he started talking about leaving behind the ABM treaty.
Right.
When he said, you know, and this is from the KGB, Putin, and he knows an arms race when he sees one.
Yeah.
He says, well, you know, might as well arm all these other guys while, you know, even though I can't find my own bombs. But in any case, the other thing too, the tapes about the, you know, the drugs and this and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then even in the tapes, he says to the guy, he's telling him, oh, you know, if the president, if they hear that the president has done things, I wonder what little kids are going to be doing if they hear that. Excuse me, this is the guy who has lied, cheated, killed his way into power, and supports anybody else who does, so long as they're all friends.
Well, yeah, the fact that Bush smokes marijuana, given all that other stuff, is almost a redeeming quality, not something to condemn. It's probably the first calm, nonviolent thing he's ever done.
Yeah, but what is worse? I mean, teaching a teaching your kids that so long as you have a good background, so-called a good background, a name that you can defend. A background with a name, you can get away with pretty much anything in the United States.
You know, I have some friends still here in Toledo, and I have a good friend who I've known since high school, and he was a heavy-duty alcoholic and got into AA, and he's been sober for, about 12 years. And he works at it, and he stayed sober. And I saw him today, and we were talking about Bush, and he said, well, you know, he's a dry drunk. And he said, unless you have attended an AA meeting or have had an alcoholic problem yourself, you don't really know what the term dry drunk means. He said, but I'm here to tell you that Bush is a dry drunk, which means he, among other things, he is prone to violence. He is prone to flying off the handle. He suffers from toxic narcissism, and he's a real danger. And my friend went on to explain even further what a dry drunk is. But I sit there listening. I said, yeah, you know, I know. I've heard the expression before, and I completely agree with you. This tape.
One of the things that also that there was a book that came out just now called Bush on the Couch.
Right. Right.
And that's supposed to be talking about the so-called psychological thingamajiggies that make him the way that he is. One last thing, so I can, you know, I'm sure that there are other callers there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday on The Simpsons, they legalized gay marriage. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't.
And a character came out, so it was kind of funny that actually happened on a Fox News, Fox
right.
channel, that would happen to happen. Anyway, thanks a lot for taking my call, and I'll talk to you some other time.
All right, thanks, Lewis. I appreciate it. So gay marriage is legal on The Simpsons. Oh, God. Oh, man. Bitty Herman is calling from Arlington, Virginia. Herman, welcome to the program.
Hi. Let's see, one of your callers mentioned about Art Linkletter. He supports the Bush Social Security plan.
Right.
And the reason that the Swift Boat veterans are out on AARP is because AARP is against the Bush plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all I wanted to talk about.
Oh, okay.
What'd you like to know?
Well, I kind of figured that out. That's what the caller who brought that to the program, that's what they said. I guess you didn't hear that part. But thanks, Herman. I appreciate appreciate the clarification there. Okay. Nothing to say. Donna's calling from Houston. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Today on Sam's show?
Yeah.
I think it was on the second Sam show. It was that tonight.
Yeah.
They were talking about putting Bush on the $10 bill. And my husband said they need to wait and let this Ruckert Gannon thing settle because they may need to put him on the $2 bill.
Oh, no. Okay. That's all right. What else you got, Donna?
News in the New York Times today about that Arab American that's over in Saudi Arabia in prison that we sent him over there.
Oh, yeah.
That the government now wants to have a closed session with the judge to present their legal argument, but their legal argument's got to be secret.
Well, that's what the Bush crime family's about. They're about secret courts. They're about no evidence. They're about torture, lengthy incarceration, whether a person's guilty or not, even be indicted. It's insane, Donna. A couple of callers have said it. Thanks, Donna. I appreciate it. We've got a boogie. A couple of callers have mentioned we've fallen through the looking glass. Oh, man. All right, listen, thanks for being there tonight. I appreciate it, however you participated in the program. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Saturday.
We live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal.